AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A week after the Federal Reserve decided not to raise interest rates this time around, Fed Chair Jerome Powell told the Congressional Committee the big factor in deciding on rate hikes is inflation.
Inflation has moderated somewhat since the middle of last year. Nonetheless, inflation pressures continue to run high, and the process of getting inflation back down to 2% has a long way to go.
Powell says most Federal Reserve officials expect to raise interest rates further this year. A week after the indictment of former President Donald Trump, House Republicans are using a special counsel's report to review their argument that federal law enforcement is tainted by political bias. John Durham is testifying. He recently completed his report on the FBI's investigation of Trump's 2016 campaign. New York Democrat Gerald Nadler is on the Judiciary Committee.
Like the former president, many MAGA Republicans had a lot riding on the Durham investigation. I understand that they might be disappointed with where it landed, but that is no excuse for making things up.
Durham says he investigated in good faith.
For one, we found troubling violations of law and policy in the conduct of highly consequential investigations directed at members of a presidential campaign and ultimately a presidential administration. To me, it matters not whether it was a Republican campaign or a Democrat campaign. It was a presidential campaign.
The Coast Guard says a Canadian aircraft detected underwater noises in an area of the Atlantic that is being searched for a missing submersible. But the vessel that was exploring the wreck of the Titanic has not been found. The Coast Guard says searchers were unable to find a crew member who fell off a cargo ship in the ocean off Southern California. European Union countries agreed to a new package of sanctions against Russia for the war against Ukraine. China is calling comments by President Biden referring to Chinese leader Xi Jinping as a dictator, extremely absurd and irresponsible. This is AP News.
The Internal Revenue Service says it's processed tens of millions of tax returns faster this year compared with years past. In a report to Congress, the IRS says the agency cut its backlog of unprocessed paper tax returns by 80% from 13.3 million returns at the end of the 2022 filing season to 2.6 million at the end of the 2023 filing season. And the IRS says it's answering 35% of phone calls, compared with just 11% before. The IRS received $80 billion from climate, health care, and tax legislation that allowed the agency to add IRS employees. Donna Water, Washington.
A test known as the nation's report card says math and reading scores among 13-year-olds fell to their lowest levels in decades, math scores plunging by the largest margin ever recorded. Ed Donahue, AP News.